Welcome to Math-I with Mike. Today, we're diving into what's often a seismic event in the tech world. I'm talking about reInvent. Could the updates from this conference actually reshape how we approach AI and machine learning?
It's not just possible, it's almost guaranteed. reInvent is where AWS lays out its vision. It impacts everything from infrastructure to cutting-edge AI services.
Okay, so reInvent updates. That sounds broad. What kind of updates are we generally seeing that are making such a big splash, especially in the AI space?
Well, the big picture is always about democratizing technology. For AI, this means making advanced capabilities accessible. We're seeing a huge push in generative AI, for example.
Ah, generative AI. So more tools, easier access. Can you give me a simple example of what that means for, say, a developer?
Absolutely. Think of it like this. Imagine you're building with Legos. Before, you might have had a limited set. Now, reInvent is giving developers entire new boxes of specialized, pre-built Lego sets. These sets are for things like text generation, image creation, or even code writing.
Wow, that's a great analogy. So it's not just raw materials, it's pre-packaged power.
Exactly. This is often through services like Amazon Bedrock or SageMaker. They're getting new features that simplify the entire lifecycle of generative AI models, from choosing a foundation model to fine-tuning it with your own data and then deploying it.
Okay, so let's zoom in on that fine-tuning part. Why is that so crucial? What does it actually allow developers to do?
Fine-tuning is key because it personalizes the model. Imagine you have a brilliant general-purpose chef. Fine-tuning is like teaching that chef your specific family recipes. The chef still has all their core skills, but now they can create dishes perfectly tailored to your taste.
Understanding. I get it. So a general AI model becomes a specialist for your business.
Precisely. This means businesses can build highly specific AI applications. They don't need to train a model from scratch. This saves immense time and resources. It also leads to more accurate and relevant outputs.
That's fascinating. So what's the implication here? Are we looking at a future where every company, no matter its size, can have bespoke AI tools?
In essence, yes. The aim is to lower the barrier to entry significantly. We're seeing tools that integrate seamlessly with existing workflows. This allows developers to focus on innovation rather than infrastructure.
So, in short, what we've learned is that reInvent is making advanced AI, especially generative AI, much more accessible and customizable, right?
That's a perfect summary. The updates are all about empowering builders. They're about providing the right tools to turn ambitious AI ideas into reality much faster.
Curious. And what about the impact on things like efficiency or even sustainability? Do these updates touch on those areas too?
Absolutely. Many of these advancements are also about optimizing resource usage. More efficient models mean less computational power. This translates to lower costs and a reduced environmental footprint for AI operations.
That's a huge win-win. So we're not just getting powerful tools, but smarter, more responsible ones.
Exactly. It's a holistic approach. It's about scalability, cost effectiveness, and ultimately making AI a more sustainable technology for the long term.
What's the biggest takeaway for someone who's maybe new to this, looking at these reInvent updates?
I'd say the biggest takeaway is that AI is no longer just for specialized data scientists. The tools are becoming so intuitive, it's opening up possibilities for a much broader range of developers.
So it's about making AI a mainstream development tool.
Precisely. It's becoming another fundamental layer in the cloud computing stack.
This has been incredibly insightful. Thank you for breaking down the significance of these reInvent updates for us.
My pleasure. It's an exciting time to be in this space.
Absolutely. And that's all for today on Math-I with Mike. We'll catch you next time.